the close, or actually the beginning, as I like to call it, because it's the beginning of a journey of you having another team member, someone that you can help thrive and be successful. So when you get to the end of your presentation about the great opportunity, a few things you want to do. First is you want to summarize, because you will get more yeses that way. You're saying, okay, I talked about the business potential, how big this is, the need. And I talked about some people that have been successful in the business. And you still want to blend in the tours away, the criteria, and what they've done to avoid or not have to have a 9-to-5 job and work in a cubicle, and the lifestyle that they now have, the freedom, the sense of worth, whatever the criteria, and tours in a way, and now the words that you want to use, a powerful word. And when you get your license, you'll be able to then start to build your business. And we will work with you to coach you, to help you. When we. And so you start to use those words as presupposing they're going to be part of your team. Blend in those words, blend in the criteria, tours away. As I mentioned, there's only three things you need to do. If they need steps, if they're procedural, put those in there. Or if they're not, you don't. You just say, this is a great opportunity. Just saying it that way is also a bottom line. The bottom line is, this is a great opportunity. And so as you're summarizing and you add those elements in there and you're nodding yes as you're reinforcing what's of value and what you want them to agree with, you want to still ask them, any questions? No? Okay. Well, now this is the closing statement. And this is where you simply ask them. And early on, at the beginning of your presentation, you said it's not for everyone, but people that connect with it and saw the value are thriving and doing well. And so it's okay to say no at the end. So you give them that out to reduce resistance. And so now at this point, as you summarize, then you ask them this magical question. The question is there anything else you need to know in order to go ahead? Is there anything else you need to know in order to go ahead? So that should create a no response. No, there's nothing else. Because some people want to say no, are thinking no. And you told them it's okay to say no at the end. It's not for everyone. And so now you told them to say no. And so now you're saying, is there anything else you need to know in order to go ahead? No. And at that point, you can nod no instead of yes, up and down, to reinforce that, to create those mirror neurons. Because a no means yes at this point. And this will then trigger for them to respond. Either they may have an objection, or if everything went well, they'll say no, and you just hand them the paperwork to fill out. You call it a paperwork. You don't call it a contract. Okay, we just need to fill out the paperwork. Because a contract will bring up thoughts of legal terms and lawyers. So we just need to fill out the paperwork. So here you go. And it's only this amount of money. So only paperwork, just minimize what's going on. And then you set up a follow-up session to continue the journey. And then at that point, you say a statement like, well, welcome to the team or welcome to the family, after they fill out the paperwork. Because now you want to embrace them, and they want to feel as if they're part of something special. And so just making that statement at the end, well, welcome to the team or welcome to the family, will engage them and create an emotional trigger of, I am wanted. I am part of something special. So that's how you close. That's one technique. You may have another. This is one that I suggest because it guides you into asking them to say yes by saying no, and to cover and summarize and to reassure that they're making the right decision. So practice, be prepared, and as I said before, watch the magic happen.